Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Here's something we talk a lot about off air, and we really don't share it a lot on air, but we are constantly bantering and trying to figure out or evolve our biggest learning point over COVID-19.
Yeah, I've got a really simple one though.
Okay.
Always keep a spare mask in your bag.
You see, it's evolving, right?
Yes, and maybe a little bottle of hand sanitizer.
So I like how it evolves, but the spotlight is constantly around hygiene and sanitation awareness. You know, like we were listening to a piece by a contributor, Colin Gomez, about licking magazine pages when you're at the hair salon.
I don't like that at all.
you know how many people have done that? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, nobody needs that. But, you know, this is a new normal, isn't it, right? So it's all about ensuring that everyone can safely return to everyday life. And, you know, the Singapore government's encouraging habits like this with the introduction of the SG Clean campaign. So the goal of that is to raise standards of cleanliness, educate the public on hygiene, just generally.
Yeah. So companies in the sanitation and hygiene sector, companies like LIXIL Water Technology, are also turning this into an opportunity. In fact, they're committing themselves to innovation and investing in R&D to develop solutions.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? Born in 2011 through a merger of five of Japan's most successful building materials and housing companies, the global enterprise has approximately 60,000 employees in more than 150 countries worldwide. And they've expanded internationally by buying some of the most trusted names in our industry, including Grohe, think about the showers, right? And American Standard.
Well, let's find out more from Satoshi Konarai, who is leader LIXIL Water Technology Asia Pacific. Satoshi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for inviting me. It's very honored to have this opportunity.
We're very excited to talk about this as well. In fact, LIXIL was born in 2011 through a merger of five of Japan's most successful building materials and housing companies. LIXIL draws from their Japanese heritage to create world-leading technology and innovate to make high-quality products that transforms homes. Okay, we know about LIXIL, but how has that evolved? How has the company evolved over the past almost 10 years now?
Yes. So I think as you mentioned that we are born in 2011, so starting from Japan, but as you see, we have several global brands, the American Standard, Grohe, is leveraging Japanese technology then to expand our reach for the global base. So now we have actually across over 150 countries and making products in the 29 factories across APAC. Then actually our product touch the lives of the over 1 billion people every day. So we are proud of this large size of the business scale for this industry.
Wow.
Yeah, you touch the lives of over 1 billion people every day. Those are your words. And I'm sure, therefore, that when this pandemic was declared and those more than 1 billion people started behaving in a very different way, it would have had an impact on your business. What sort of impact did it have?
Yes. So actually, as you mentioned, that this COVID-19 situation is that customers started worry about the hygiene situation. So like as you see, like a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is announcing that the toilet and faucet and sinks are at the high risky area for infection. So end customer also has been started aware. So I observed some increased concern of hygiene from end customer, as well as increased concerns how to increase building value property proposition from building owner. So as you mentioned, we are at the company who is responsible for the water technology. So we have to somehow provide the solution to mitigate the concern of the end customers and building owners, those people have it.
Satoshi-san, and one of the things you're looking at is identifying all these mega trends within the consumer market. So you've got that, you've got the trends to hygiene products as well. What kind of other trends are you seeing in LIXIL trade?
We have some discuss internally that what's going to be impact for this market. So one of the hypotheses is that, actually I always say that this is evolution of the humans. You know, from walking hunchback to walking straight, then from lot of facial hair to less, the neck to the clothes, then now to masked. I think question is this temporary or permanent? Or will this be a really new normal? But actually, whatever, our company is responsible for this water technology, so we have to provide some solution to in case this become like a, having mask is a kind of a new normal. So that is what we discussed.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so you discuss what the solutions are. What are they? What interesting innovations could we see, particularly here in Singapore?
Yeah, actually, Singapore is at the, you know, market is always at the far ahead of this kind of area. So not only hygiene, but also sustainability or those kind of topics is always at the Singapore is ahead. So we already started several initiatives to testing like our product, the hygiene product. They also, we have some project with the HDB to that provided our one with the hygiene toilet from American standards. Then moreover, although Singapore market itself is not so big, but we are using Singapore market as kind of benchmarking whether actually our company is able to provide value for the consumer who have a concern with the hygiene and sustainability.
You know, one of the things growing up that was a big deal was water conservation. We would have these exercises where we go down to the block, the bottom of our HDB block and take a pail of water as a water rationing exercise. Satoshi-san, so with this focus on sustainability, the Green Plan 2030, what are some of the solutions that Lixil has to coincide with this plan, especially when it comes to water conservation?
Yes, thanks for asking. That's a very good question. So I would say that this water issue is that the one that the key topic of not only our company, but also whole market. Actually, water value has increased the majority of developed countries 5 to 10% year on year. So the water become like a precious, high-value resources. There also another fact is, for example, in U.S., like indoor water household use is at by fixtures, mainly toilet and shower and faucet and bathing. It's maybe 60 or 70% of water uses come from those facilities, which is the area we have covering. So the solution which we are thinking is that first of all, efficient like flushing and then also easy to clean. And the also most important thing is the water saving, like providing like several products to ensure that minimize that the water use. Then also important things, energy saving. So that's also linked to that cost reduction for that building owners or the companies. So those are the area which we are now focusing on.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a great point that Elliot raises around water conservation, but a lot of it depends on people's attitude, their education, what they've been taught. So I know that Lixil's come up with an initiative launched called Hygiene Clean Campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of educating and promoting better hygiene?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So you know, in Japan, we have a traditional to that washing hands before visiting the shrine.
Yes.
To that, you know, play that the god to the health.
Yeah.
So I think this is a kind of washing hand is the most important thing. So we are now promoting like not only just product, but also, as you mentioned, hygiene habit. I would say like 7 good hygiene habits. The first one is that wash your hands frequently. Then second, flush the toilet after every use. Then third one is that the shower frequently. Then fourth one is to clean your toilet thoroughly. Then fifth one is to maintain good personal hygiene when using the toilet. Then sixth one is to make personal cleansing more hygienic. Then last one is to clean and disinfect high touch point regularly. So those are the 7, you know, good habits which we are like promoting.
I love it. Simple and easy to follow. And also, you know, Satoshi-san, you talked about habits, right? But Lixil itself, you guys are on a journey of transformation. You're going towards a more simpler, open and agile work culture. Could you tell us a little bit more about the journey that Lixil is on when it comes to work culture?
Yeah, Thanks for asking. So actually, we have been announced that title simplification. So I'm not even say that I'm just leader of that Asia Pacific. I don't use that CEO title anymore. So the most important thing is we try to take out the hierarchy and then to be agile organization in order to fulfill that customer demand. It's recently changed a lot. So we need to be flexible enough as an organization itself.
Okay, flexibility.
But that's so interesting that you call yourself leader and not CEO. How interesting. Okay, just finally, you've opened a flagship store here in Singapore. You're going to be on the 11th of March, and that will showcase all of these innovations, some of which you've already mentioned. Just tell us a little bit about the store.
So this actually traditionally our solution have been adapted by business, but we wanted a channel where we could directly engage our consumers. So that's why this showroom or this showcase is very important. So Lexel, we believe that the experiencing product is key to really understanding product. So this Singapore showroom and the showcase is built to possibility of Lexel merge brand solution in real life setting. So built to allow visitors to experiential walkthrough to inspire the vision of their ideal living space. So that is a key concept.
We've been speaking with Satoshi Kunarai, who is leader Lexel Water Technology Asia Pacific. Satoshi-san, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.